www.sickandtiredradio.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Let's talk about germs for a second. There's an article that came out talking about different places that germs like to hang out that we really don't think about. So number one, they've been looking at MRSA. And with MRSA, obviously, it's one of the Staphylococcus bacteria, staph bacteria, that really has become resistant to most of the penicillins. And there's certain germ places that you wouldn't even think about, but think about the high amount of germs that are found, one, are restaurant menus. You may wash your hands before you handle a menu, they say in this article, but how often you wash them again before touching your food? Think about all the hands that have touched that menu. Worst scenario, eating finger foods such as chips and dip and resuming handling the menu. It's pretty gross. Makeup bags. If it's your own makeup bag and you don't share the brushes and applicators with anyone, that's a good thing. However, if you do share applicators with your girlfriends, hopefully not your guy friends, then wash them before using them on your face again. Daycare centers, check it out. Diapers and toys in the same vicinity present a high risk of germ invasion, especially when the toys end up in the child's mouth. That's a big one. Bar snacks. You know the big bowl of bar snacks that they have in different restaurants? The restaurant, a little chip and dip, or the little crackers, all the things you shouldn't be eating. Why? Because they're full of gluten. Not a good thing for anything to do with your health. But matter of fact, don't be sticking your hands in the nut bowls and little cracker bowls. Reusable cloth grocery bags. Going green can make you sick if you don't wash your reusable grocery bags. Half the cloth bags tested, listen to this, at the University of Arizona and Linda University in California found harmful microbes, including E. coli, in these bags. Pretty incredible. So a couple of places that you definitely need to watch when you're looking at germs and microbes getting into your health and your life. Those things can throw a big wrench in everything. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? What is your health challenge? Well, whatever it is, great or small, just know this. We're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. If the body can get sick, it can always get well. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show, is to help your body function better than it ever has. Let's go now to Isaac. Hi, Isaac. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Arthur.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Yeah, I've got a cousin. He's in his upper 50s, and his dad actually had heart problems when he was like in his 50s, and he actually passed away because of that. And my cousin has really had a fear of even going to the doctor because he's afraid to, you know, to hear, you know, what his dad heard, pretty much. And needless to say, this past week he went in because he's been having shortness of breath in the past year or so. He found out he does have sugar diabetes, and needless to say, he went in and they said that he's got some blockages, and so he just thought he was going to be able to go in and maybe do some stents or some balloons. Needless to say, I think he said he had like 65% or more was blocked off of the arteries, so they can't do stents or the balloons or any of those procedures, and I think they're going to do open heart surgery on him tomorrow. I was wondering, you know, what your opinion would be on, you know, any alternative or what kind of eating or what should he do?
Well, has he made any major changes as far as his diet goes?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, if he hasn't made the major changes then in his diet, that's going to be the key first, because regardless, until he makes those, I mean, the body's not going to begin to change, because what we put inside of our body becomes our body. Is he willing to do that, or do you know where his mindset is?
I'm sure he is willing. I think, to be honest with you, everything is just happening so fast that, you know, he's willing to do anything. It's just he didn't expect, you know, it to be this, to go this far. That he, you know, I guess he should have, you know, got checked out a little bit sooner.
Yeah, I got it. Well, let's give you a game plan. First thing I would tell him, get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and tell him to get started on the anti-inflammatory diet.
Sure.
That's where he needs to start, okay? Vitamin E is another big one. So 800 IUs a day, vitamin E is going to start helping to clear out some of these areas within his body. Also, eggs, 2 to 3 organic eggs cooked every single day, cooked in coconut oil or butter. And he's eating those every day.
Okay.
Those are some of the bottom lines. CoQ10, 100 milligrams a day, that works great. And also red yeast rice.
Okay.
All of these are really great components for him. I would get started. That's enough right there. I would just tell him and kind of encourage him that, hey, your body can get better. It really can. Right. And there's nothing to be scared of. Don't be fearful. Just because everything's been passed down the genetic line doesn't mean you're going to end up with all of it, that his body can change. But he has to be in a place where he believes he can change. And he believes his body can stay well and ride through all this. And the mind plays such a big role with the body. And so that has to stay strong with him as well. But get started. Get him started on some of that. And then let me know. Call me back here on the show, Isaac. Thanks for the call, my friend. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Anita. Hi, Anita.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your expertise on everything.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, darling, what's your question?
Yes, Dr. Lisa, I have a problem. I had a femoral to popliteal bypass on May the 6th.
Okay.
And it has not done well, and it is not healing. And the wound itself has opened up 3 times.
My goodness.
So they're not doing anything to heal it, and so I need some help.
Well, so every time it's happened, have you gone back to them?
Yes.
And what did they say?
They have restitched it. It had staples the first time, and then when it would open, they would put stitches in the places that open. It's done that twice. And so now it's just a big gap, open, ugly wound that's not healing.
All right. Well, couple things you would probably want to do with this. I would start using a couple things externally over the actual area itself. Ionic silver is really good. You probably want to put it on 3 to 4 times a day. It's strong antibacterial, antiviral, and it also will help the area actually heal.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing. Also, you internally, all right, that's going to be important. And then also, vitamin K is really good too. Vitamin K, you can do 100. It's just you don't have to do a lot of it. Just 100 micrograms of vitamin K, or you can eat a lot of dark leafy green vegetables like spinach, kale, mustard greens, and you get a lot of those in your diet, and that can help too. But you can actually take vitamin E capsules, the little gel caps, bust them open, and actually put the vitamin E, or get a vitamin E oil and rub it over the wound itself, and the healing will definitely increase 2 to 3-fold, and I don't think you'll be stuck in the same situation you've been in. That silver is going to help keep it cleaned out, which will make the healing process increase. And once you get started with that, I think you'll be noticing a huge difference. If not, you can always call me back here on the show. But don't be worried. I mean, I know you've had the bypass down there in the popliteal area. But if the body can get sick, it can always get well. We just have to give it the right tools to be able to do that. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com. Yeah.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to May. Hi, May. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
This is Mary.
Oh, Mary. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and privileged to be on.
Well, same here. Talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. My adrenalines are very low, and then I developed, I don't know if I've gotten pneumonia, and it's went low in my chest.
Okay.
I had a CAT scan x-ray done on my chest, and it showed some nodules on my right side of my lower right lung. And now I've also still got, when you expand your lungs, you can irritate your ribs between your rib and...
Sure.
And it
irritate the area. And so that's going on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And the fluid is gathered quite hard in my left side. And when I expand my lung, it causes pain.
Okay. Now, have you talked to your physicians about it? Are you taking any medications?
I took steroids one time. It did help, but then it came back.
Okay.
So I'd like to try to do it the natural way of helping myself.
Now, what do the doctors say to you? Do they say you're just going to take steroids forever?
No, they're saying that I need a CAT scan, not a CAT scan, a
CT.
PET scan.
Oh, PET scan, yeah.
To see if there is other things going on.
Right.
Now,
are you overweight?
Yes.
How much?
I'm 220.
And what is your height?
5'6".
5'6", mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, you definitely need to lose some weight, and that would help tremendously
mm-hmm.
with what's going on.
Right.
But inflammation in the body, whether it's around in the lungs or in any other aspect, you always want to go back and look at what's causing inflammation in the body in the first place. Now, do you need to do further testing? Yeah, I think that would be smart. But I also think that you need to make some lifestyle choices, which will make a big difference in the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously dropping the weight would be great, but even if you just... To do that, you've got to change the way you eat. You've got to start exercising, blah, blah, blah. You know, you understand that. You
mm-hmm.
you know that, but do you know the actual tools to be able to do that? That's what I want to help you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So talk to me right now about what your day looks like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what a normal day, Mary, in your life looks like.
Okay. 2 eggs in the morning, free-range eggs.
Okay.
With a piece of toast and maybe tomato. All
right.
Lunchtime, it can vary there. I sometimes make the main meal there. Usually protein, two vegetables. And then if I have the main meal at lunch, then for supper I'll have sometimes a salad or sometimes just a fruit with nuts or something of that sort.
Sure.
Gordon. How my day goes.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're doing too bad on the eating part. I think you need to possibly look into eating a little bit more. And what I mean by that is to stimulate your metabolism. Because when you eat maybe 3 meals a day like you're doing and do a couple of snacks in between, the snacks could be something as simple as almonds, walnuts, maybe an apple, orange, something like that to keep your metabolism kind of burning. That's what happens when you eat every 4 hours or so. It stimulates the metabolism to help it work much better. And when you're looking to drop weight, that's going to be really important because you want to increase the body's ability to burn up the calories and to stimulate thyroid function and other hormonal functions in the body,
mm-hmm.
which is key. Now, talk to me about exercise.
I usually try to exercise at least 35 minutes a day.
All right. What, walk? Is that what you get out and
yes,
do?
Yes, or bounce on the...
Mini trampoline?
Uh-huh.
Good. Got it.
But I also am a pre-diabetic.
Okay.
I'm at the borderline.
That's all right. We need to get you back off the borderline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it sounds like if you're eating that way, then that's good. I mean, the only thing I would cut out would be the grains. That piece of toast you have in the morning, that's one thing you want to knock out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's easy. You just replace it with some fruits or vegetables, something like that. It shouldn't be hard at all. That's what I would start doing. Now, do they rule out infection as well?
They have not ruled that out, as I know of.
Okay. So they're still digging around for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, while they're working on that, what I would do is I would get started. I'd follow that anti-inflammatory diet in my book, follow that to a T, And I would, of course, continue exercising like you are. I think it's great that you're doing that. But a lot of times when you're getting constant fluid in the body anywhere, you always want to look, okay, what's causing it? What's causing the inflammation in the body? Could it be infection? Sure, it could. But the fact that it keeps coming and going, the fact that you take steroids, it reduces it, then it comes back. Have them run several tests. I would have them run C-reactive protein, that's CRP, and I'm sure they've done chest films, so that's good. Sed rate is another good blood test that they can run just to check on overall inflammation throughout the body. But I would have them check. I would check on all those areas in blood work. I would make them continue, you know, ask them to continue looking for what they need to find out exactly what's going on, because it's a real challenge, no doubt. When you're getting fluid like that, it could be several different areas in the body. But one thing is for sure, if you start doing things to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract, then you'll get your body back where it needs to be, and it'll begin on the path of where it needs to be. Mary, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with right now, call me. Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, anxiety, depression. You're stressed out. Something's going on with your life and you don't know what to do. They've given you a diagnosis of maybe terminal cancer and it's a little bit scary. You don't know where to turn and don't know what to do. Well, let us be your second opinion, your third, your fourth, your fifth, whatever it needs to be. If the body can get sick, it can always get well. You just have to figure out exactly what the root cause is. You get to the root cause, and that's where healing begins, and then you can take action. Radical changes equal radical results with our health. And when it comes to it, all you have to do is want to get well. That's half the battle. 888-283-7272. There's questions about your health. We're going to talk about it. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. If you want to hear the show and you're listening on the internet, there's another way for you to listen. A lot of folks listen in, if we're not in your city, in iHeartRadio.com. You search the keywords WLAC. So go to iHeartRadio.com on your cell phone, whether it's a BlackBerry, a Droid, or an iPhone, any of the smartphones, and you put search WLAC, and you can pick it up right there wherever you are, anywhere in the world. Powerful tool to be able to listen to the show, and it's crystal clear. I love it. Great stuff. All right, let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yeah, my name is Debbie. Dr. Asa.
Yes, ma'am.
I have acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got too much acid. And also, I got low sugar. I got a hole in my stomach. It's very, like a pinhole. And my feeding tube took it out a year ago. Can you help me, please?
So you had your feeding tube. Hold on a second. So you had your feeding tube taken out a year ago. You got acid reflux. Now, what are your doctors doing with you right now?
I don't even have a. He left me. I ain't know what to do.
Your doctor left you?
Yeah, my doctor left me. I had a DO. He just left me 2 weeks ago.
Well, have you found another doctor yet?
Not yet. I ain't even got one. I have walk before I go.
All right. Well, the first thing you need to do, are you taking any medicine now for the acid reflux? Do they give you what, Prilosec or anything? I mean, are you taking any Omeprazole? Do they have you on anything? Debbie, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, Debbie, are you taking any medicine?
Yes, I'm taking Prozac, and it was still burning my stomach. I got a hole, a small pinhole in my stomach. It's pretty raw, and I don't know what to do.
Well, if they're saying you have a little hole in your stomach, I mean, depending on what they mean by that, I would definitely find another physician that you can make your primary care. I think that's the first step. And you've already got medicine for the reflux. I can tell you, just from a nutritional standpoint, that along with the medicine, which is a good Band-Aid for dealing with that, sometimes people that have acid reflux don't have, believe it or not, don't have enough stomach acid, and that can be one of the major issues. They're not able to break their foods down, their proteins, when you eat a meal. And that can actually cause refluxing. And so there are a couple of different natural things you can look into if you want to do some research. Hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, is a really good supplement for some people. It can help them break down their foods better and help with those acid reflux type symptoms. And also, apple cider vinegar is always good too. It's kind of grandma medicine. I know my grandma used to teach me that when I was a little kid. If I had any digestive issues, she would always give me the apple cider vinegar, and guess what? It would go away. Unbelievable. But yeah, something to think about if you're looking into that. But I wouldn't do anything until you find a physician you can work with, because you may need to have, you know, potentially some endoscopy work, and they may need to run some tests just to double check and see how things are going in there if they haven't done that in a while. If you're feeling kind of raw in there, I would probably be a smart move. You want to look into that, and your physician will recommend that for you. But yeah, I mean, that's, if you've got those kind of stomach issues and digestive related issues, it's definitely, you need to look into it. And I had a gastroenterologist friend of mine that is obviously, he's skilled, very skilled with the scopes, whether it's colonoscopy, EGD, whatever it is, and just a big fan of getting colonoscopy starting at age 40, believe it or not, and getting EGD at the first sign. Within 4 months of constant reflux, he recommends an EGD, which is basically a tube looking down your esophagus into your stomach. So, you know, again, very conservative, but yet on top of it, I think, because it always helps to be able to look and see what's going on, because if you have constant reflux over a period of time, the main concern is the Barrett's esophagus. And Barrett's esophagus is potential to turn into cancer because you start having metaplasia, which is the changing of the cell lining within the esophagus. And that becomes a real challenge as well. And that's the fear of a lot of GI docs is the Barrett's. And, of course, it can reverse itself too. But that's with proper treatment and making sure that you stay on top of it. Now, foods, if you do a lot of refluxing, there are certain foods. You want to look at what makes your body more acidic and what makes it more alkaline. In my book, I talk a lot about that. I've got the different foods that will make you more alkaline, ones that will make you more acidic. And, you know, it's about checking your pH levels and figuring out exactly where you are and then coming up with a game plan. So something to look into. Again, foods play a big role. And coming off grains and cow's milk, dairy always is a big player when you're dealing with acid reflux, no matter what, because it's one of the top, or they're both two of the top inflammatory-based foods that we have, and it can just become a real challenge if you're eating them over and over again, and, of course, dealing with something like acid reflux. So a lot of natural options, but you don't need to do anything, and I'm sorry your doctor left, but you don't need to do anything until you find a new doc. And I would recommend, if they don't recommend some type of testing, I would ask them, is that possible? Could they help you find that? Or if they do that, or if they have a GI doc that they could get you to, that would be a really great thing. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Don't forget, you can stream on your phone at iHeartRadio.com. You can put in the search for WLAC. Swimmers have detectable levels now, they're finding, of dangerous chlorine byproduct, which is called haloacetic acid, or HAA, in their urine 30 minutes after a swim, the study shows. Why is that? Well, it's because 75% of what hits our skin goes into the bloodstream. So here we are, one of the biggest toxins we have, chlorine. So we swim in it. We allow our kids to swim in it all day long. I mean, we have a pool. And I'll tell you this, there's some natural chemicals out there that don't have the chlorine. Baquacil is one of them, and it actually makes the water more alkaline. So Baquacil is a really good one. It's not that expensive, easy to keep. Matter of fact, I think it's easier to keep than chlorine, really. And you know, as far as the mold and all that, that can occur within the pool. But you should look at that. Baquacil is pretty good. And there's some other natural chemicals out there as well, but it's one that we've used for some time, and it works out very well. But they're saying now the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, have been limiting the HAA levels in drinking water because of its high amounts may be linked to birth defects. So more than 90% of the HAA exposures likely occurred as a result of swallowing pool water, they said. But again, they even reiterated that. I'm not a big believer in it. The concentration, they said, of these products in the swimming pools may be higher than in drinking water because the pools use a water recirculation system for long periods to enhance the chlorination of the water. So the implications, they said, of the new findings for the health of swimmers were unclear as the research in its infancy, but there's little data about HAAs in swimming pools since they're still not regulated in many parts of the world. Let me tell you something. Swimming in a chlorinated pool, no way. I'm not a big fan. Even if you're on vacation, opt out for the ocean if you go on vacation somewhere. Obviously, the salt water is as natural as it gets, and it has incredible health benefits. If you have a pool at home, it's very easy to switch out the chemicals, and it's about the same price. So if you go with Baquacil or one of the natural chemicals, you may spend about $30 more a month, which I know can be a lot of money for people. I realize that. But if you're thinking about your overall health, what goes into your skin, it's a big deal. And I'm telling you, for what goes into your kids, that's a big deal. And the possibility for birth defects, I mean, if it can cause that, imagine what it does. Chlorine, I think, and fluorine or fluoride are two of the toxic chemicals that are in our water supply. One of the reasons why you should drink distilled water, another reason why you should have shower filters and drinking and filters all over your house, or get a whole house water filtration system, which is actually the best way to go. Just so many options when it comes to water. Water is so important, and making sure that you have pure water around you as much as possible is a huge key. Lex in Baltimore, Maryland says, we have had a really hot summer. No kidding. So far outside and drinking water, what can I do to battle the heat? My job requires that I be outside 6 to 7 hours a day. Well, you got to drink as much as possible, but you got to continue keeping your fluids up. Normally the ratio is about half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water per day. But if you're out all day long, it kind of jumps up a little bit. It's almost your entire body weight in ounces per day, or close to it. Probably body weight or 3/4. So it's up there. And you really, and that's if you're working outside. I mean, if you exercise on top of that, definitely your body weight in ounces per day. Now, a lot of people want to do the Gatorades and the Powerades and do all of that, but it's got too much sugar in it. For the electrolyte content that you get, it's not worth the glucose and the sugar they put in there. It's just not worth it. You want good electrolytes, you can squeeze some lemons and limes and some fresh distilled water. Now, that right there has plenty of electrolytes that will replenish you without all the unnecessary sugar that can just throw your pancreas off, throw blood sugar all over the place, make you gain weight, create a lot of inflammation, and just not make you a happy camper. Check us out on the web, DrAsaOnCall.com. We're going to go to more calls in just a moment. But just so you know, chewing more helps people eat less. The CBS News put in a study. They said that there's something about to chew on the next time, they said. Dr. Jai Lee did a study by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, one of my favorite journals, by the way, that I subscribe to. He says Chinese researchers enlisted 30 men who were obese, and they found that those that chewed their meal 15 to 40 times per bite actually lost weight. Why? Because they ate less, they took their time, and they absorbed their nutrients 50% more. So think about it. If you engulf your food, you're barely absorbing what you eat, you're getting in more calories, and you're going to gain weight. Take your time. Chew more. And watch the weight come off.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show. This is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Let's go to Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's up?
Basically, I've been dealing with like a drainage problem with my sinuses since I was like a little kid. It's basically, I was diagnosed with, perennial rhinitis or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I was just wondering if there's any supplements I could take or something to relieve that drainage that goes in the back of my throat. And then I can, basically what it does is I get sinus infections really easy, and, I'm basically allergic to dust, which is flopping throughout my house and stuff like that. I do have, like, air filters and stuff like that, but they don't seem to be doing the trick. I just didn't know if there's any input that you had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to look at the root cause. Anything that produces the constant drainage, rhinitis is, remember, it's an itis. So whenever you've got itis on the end of a word, it's inflammation, so it's inflammatory. Okay? So that's the first thing you got to think of. And so the second question is, well, what's causing it? What in the world would be causing your, you know, the drainage going down the back of your throat? First thing you have to go to is food. Okay, what kind of foods are you eating on a regular basis that's causing that? Because see, when you create histamine in the body, that histamine is one of the main root causes of what creates that drainage. And histamine is created by mast cells. They're also called basophils in the body. So, quick question. Do you drink much milk or any milk products, cheese, yogurt? And do you eat anything with flour in it? Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers? Is that much of your diet?
All the time.
And let me guess, you've been eating that way as a kid, too.
Right. I tried to go the organic way.
Organic doesn't matter. On that.
It's a little expensive, but I don't even think that had much of a difference either.
I'm
eating really well. I'm not eating like fast food.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about, right now it doesn't even matter about organic. It matters whether you're even putting flour in your body or not.
Okay.
So if you cut out all foods that have flour in it completely for a period of 8 to 12 weeks, I mean, cold turkey. No, and that's including gluten-free. No flour. And then later on, once you clean the body out, you can go back and do gluten-free type foods. That'll be a good way to go. It's the gluten, which is the protein that causes, one of the main causes, rather, of that rhinitis. And also, when you're dealing with gluten in the body, you're also increasing your chances and the body's ability to produce that histamine that I was talking about. When you have excess histamine, you can breathe dust, you can get around pollen, you can get around cat dander, whatever it might be, and it's going to trigger all these responses. So I know that sounds simple, but you're sitting there, you just told me you've been dealing with this since you were a kid, but guarantee you've been eating a lot of the same things since you were a kid, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If we like Frosted Flakes when we were kids, a lot of times adults are still eating it, too.
Yeah, I just feel like my nose is just stuffed all the time. I feel like I just have a lot of stuff just stuffed up there, you know, and I wish there was a way to get it out, and I guess that's probably the best way to do it, huh?
If you're saying, here's the deal, you got two things going on. You're saying, Dr. Aceman, help me. I've got this thing I've been dealing with since I was a kid. I'm tired of it. I'm always stuffed up, and I'm always draining. And then I'm telling you to get off the wheat and get off the dairy. You will be amazed. And you'll almost be frustrated because you're going to be thinking, really? I've been dealing with this for this long, and I had a gluten intolerance, and that was it. And the casein protein that is in the milk, the cow's milk, that also is a big player. So just by doing that, I mean, that simple thing, if I had you in the clinic setting right now, that's what I would do. First thing, and I would have you come back, I would talk to you like in 2 or 3 weeks after you had just done that right there, and see how you're feeling. Guaranteed you'll be feeling at least 50% better than what you feel like right now.
Okay, instead of milk as a protein, which I actually I do a lot, but what do I replace instead of milk?
Well, instead of milk, I mean, if I were you, I'd get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, because there's a ton of foods in there. So, I mean, your protein sources are chicken, fish, beef, eggs. You can do organic whey protein powders if you'd like. That's different.
That's what I've been doing, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit. But you have to make sure it's hormone-free and antibiotic-free and casein-free. If you're going to use it. But I really prefer for this time period where you're trying to clean yourself out is to really go in and use more of a goat milk protein powder, and they do make it. You got to get it at some of the specialty health food stores, but it works great. But, yeah, I mean, if you start doing that right there, Jonathan, you'll notice a huge difference. Now, the other key is while you're going through this, I would increase what's called hydrochloric acid. That's HCl. And you can do 1 to 2 tablets with each meal. That'll help break your proteins down in a big way. So that's kind of the steps that you'd want to take to get that histamine to come down. And just you'd be surprised. Allergies and allergic-type symptoms, rhinitis, all those kind of things come from the digestive tract. You clear out the digestion from most health challenges, and you'll at least lay a good foundation for the body to begin to get well. So get started on that, and you can always let me know back here on the show. 888-283-7272. Whatever your health challenge is, great or small, just realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the amazing thing about the human body. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuquay, and the rest of the team. I'm America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.